I have Nas energy drink. It's Nas. A high performance. Well, we'll get into that later.
Like a little Nas or a big Nas?
Like a schnoz?
It's a can. It's like 16 ounces, I think.
Like a pound? You got a pound of drink?
You got a pound of Nas?
Yeah.
Pound of Nas.
The Nas.
Is it Satina or?
It's Satina. I thought
it was Satina, like the fabric. It's not based on the fabric?
It's not based on the fabric. I know that that's a common misconception, but no, it is in fact a female demon.
We'll have to get into that a little bit later and do a full expunge on the matter.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I'm all down for that.
Okay.
You realize expunge means to purge from one's records, right?
Data expunged. That's my favorite phrase. Redacted is good too.
Redacted.
Yeah. Redacted. It's so aggressive.
Not just omitted.
Omitted. No. Full redacted. On redacted.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, Drumsy's listening.
Nice.
Ah.
I don't know who that is, but hello,
Drumsy. How's it going?
Hey, Drumsy. He was the last guest.
Is he a drum?
Yes, actually.
Wow.
Oh, very good.
He says, hey. Oh, you guys know that guide where it shows like when someone says, hey, how many Ys means like how sexually attracted they are to you? So that's three. Hey, that's three
pretty
Ys.
Good. That's a pretty good indicator. Yeah.
So how do you feel, Lars? You got a little crush.
Wow.
Oh, I think he's fully erect at this point.
Oh, God.
Oh, Jesus.
No, that just means he's drunk. Like an exorbitant amount of Ys means that you're drunk.
That's how you come to all business meetings.
All right. Do you guys want to get started?
No. I'm gonna leave, actually. Goodbye.
On second thought, goodbye. Yeah, I'm just gonna...
This podcast sucks. No, just kidding. Sorry.
Yeah.
Rude.
So sorry, this is so rude. I haven't even delved into this podcast yet.
Peak comedy.
You have to be
peak
here for comedy. 30 minutes before you can say it sucks.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, at least give us, like, 30 chances.
I'll let you know at exactly 10:41 p.m. my time EST.
Exactly.
Thank you.
10:41, that would be 46 minutes from now. For you,
no,
right?
Based on 10:11 right now, so it would be it would be 30 minutes on the dot.
Could we look into 10:11 and see what that's about?
Yeah, you have to give us this in the chat. Someone says you have to give us 31-minute chances.
31-minute. Oh, okay. All right.
So you have to keep thinking if you should stay or not 30 times in a row.
30 times in a row. Okay. Well, I'll let you know at the 10:12 the other minute mark.
What is a 1 minute chance? Is that like for 1 minute you're evaluating?
Or is it like 1 second out of a minute?
Like a snapshot of the minute.
I don't know.
Is it on the minute or is it the best second of the minute?
Do I have to compress my entire minute into 1 second? One concise 60 seconds? No, 1 second.
Also, to be clear, like this is a podcast, so part of that minute would probably be you talking, so you'd be evaluating yourself.
Oh, yeah. I hate doing that.
We should always be evaluating ourselves.
Don't go easy either. You have
do
to.
That all the time.
Don't go easy just because it's yourself.
Are you Yeah, don't worry. I don't. I'm my biggest critic.
But don't be the biggest critic either. I mean, be
well,
fair.
Who can be the biggest critic?
Charitable.
Who should be?
Lars. I think Lars can be. Me? Are you sure? Yeah. I don't think I can handle that.
It could be any one of you, honestly. I trust you guys.
You can't handle being a good critic, Taft. That's your entire job.
We were focusing on the biggest critic, the tallest one.
Well, he's no nostalgia critic, but he's still, you know, he's still pretty good.
Speaking of that, unironically, the DC Twitter account tweeted out a bat credit card.
A bat credit card?
Exactly. Oh, and I sent it to people and I said, Doug must retweet this or else it's a failed opportunity on the 10 years that he's been here.
Oh my God.
I just wanted to say that and this is a joke that was a missed opportunity. So I wanted to go back in time and insert it.
Oh, sure.
Speaking of nostalgia critic, what about reminiscent critic?
Reminiscent critic. Huh? I don't believe I've ever heard of him.
That was a joke going. We can fast forward back to the present now.
Oh, man. Okay.
Okay.
I didn't get a chance to say that. Okay.
I can guarantee there is a guy called Reminiscent Critic.
Wouldn't be the first podcast without a little time travel. All right.
I'm sure there is a reminiscing critic, like an angry critic.
Like an angry video game critic?
Like reminiscent is kind of like sad. I feel like nostalgia is kind of like a happy memory and reminiscent is almost like a like a morose fall?
Well, the Nostalgia Critic is anything but happy. In fact, he's quite angry. He's an angry little man.
Yeah.
I had to turn him down. He scares me.
Nostalgia in general. I don't know. Maybe not. I don't know.
Then he should have named himself better at the beginning.
I get nostalgia for the morning.
Nostalgia's in the morning. Reminiscing is for nighttime.
No. I get nostalgia in the afternoon of the morning that I just experienced.
Yeah. Oh.
Oh, okay. Here's a question.
Sure.
So I think I'll just start us off because I think, unironically, I think Nostalgia Critic may be my least favorite creator.
Oh no.
So in front of
that's
him.
That's so sad.
It's interesting because he just told me his least favorite creator.
I wonder who that's going to be.
Himself. He's very judgmental.
Oh no. He does online. Okay. Oh, he has self-esteem issues.
So you're just perpetuating the sadness. Why would you do that?
Oh.
It's my honest opinion.
We have to stand positivity in this horrifying time, okay?
He just left. He was listening in with me.
Good.
Oh man, he was in the chat.
Goodbye, Doug.
At least he called him by his first name.
Don't let the door hit you on your ass on the way out.
See ya. Wouldn't want to be ya.
He has more subscribers than you. You shouldn't say that.
True.
Yeah, but at what cost?
That's true.
All right. I feel like we should start the show, and we normally have the guests start us off.
Oh, okay.
Anna, so take it away.
Oh, geez, what do I say? Welcome to the first podcast ever. The first podcast ever, like the first podcast you've ever heard. That was awful. I'm so sorry.
Did you want to try again or should we?
Yeah.
Okay.
Welcome to the first podcast ever. I'm your host, Hannah Daigle, creator of Satina and the first podcast.
And thank you so much for being here today.
No problem.
It's very professional.
Why is it that like the last five guests have made that joke that they're the host? I don't get it.
I should have listened to the last five episodes so I would have known to avoid that.
No, it's fine. It's really interesting that they all make that joke now.
Because everyone wants to have created the first podcast. That's a prestigious thing to have created, like to start off this revolution of media.
Drumsy in the chat made the joke, actually.
Man, but do you want me to just try again?
No, I think that's okay. I just want to say it is such an incredible honor, and we are very fortunate to be able to sit down with you today.
Well, thank you so much. I'd say the same for you.
We're supposed to be sitting.
Thank you.
Are
you standing? That's weird that you're standing.
But I sat down.
I expect a standing ovation.
I stand up for what I believe in.
The show?
Yes, I believe in the show.
All right.
Oh, we didn't do a clap sync.
Oh, shit.
Oh, right. All right, guys, clap on three. One, two, three. All right.
Good clap, guys.
That was our applause for the show. That's the end. Thanks for the interview.
You get one clap.
All right.
Cool.
Wonderful.
Well, that's a season wrap for Joe. That's what I guess. We'll see you later.
I just wanted to announce that I am about to open up my energy drink. Take a listen.
Oh, that's such a nice sound.
That's a very nice sound effect. Now, when are you going to reopen it?
Yeah, where'd you get that sound
Can
effect?
Can you believe that was in post?
By the way, Daft, you should demonstrate your, speaking of sound effects, you have some new abilities this time.
It's new abilities? Like, if I'm like just hanging out in this nice little area over here, being way too obnoxious with this, but of course that's just a bit too much for me, so I'm going to come back into the room. Okay, that's enough.
Okay.
Did you go into a concert hall?
No, I think you became a demigod, dude.
I just had to make sure, hold on a second. Doug. Okay, he's fine. He's just in a corner.
It almost sounds like a reverb effect, like you're not...
Why would someone do that?
Are you sure that wasn't just an effect?
No, Joe, Daft records all of his video and his audio in the kitchen of a concert hall. So he's like right next to it. So
yeah, that was backstage.
Oh. Gets such a nice echo. It's like you're in a tunnel, more like a concert hall.
Oh, well, just remember to close the door so that it doesn't get picked up on the recording. And we should be okay.
As do you hear that? I just closed the door. Very good.
I didn't hear it, actually.
That sounds a lot better now.
You got to plug in your headphones into the podcast.
Specifically, oh, man, Anna. I didn't do that.
Okay.
Where's the aux cord? Where's the plug-in?
Oh, the aux?
The eux?
Yeah, you pronounced it weird. You said aux. I always pronounce it aux.
Aux?
Yeah.
It's supposed to be augs, like the G.
Oh.
Yeah.
Someone in the chat just said, I'll be an upcoming guest if Stamper sees this.
Oh, man.
What does that mean?
Is Stamper watching?
Like Stamper, the guest that we had on the show?
Stamper, our agent, Stamper. Yeah, Stamper, our talent scout sees us.
It's your mascot.
He's not here. He doesn't just show up every episode. Like, he's not.
Yeah, but wouldn't that be cool? Interesting. It would be so much fun. It would be way better than me.
I love the audacity, too. If Stamper does show up and sees it, is so much as seeing it. Like, it's not like the person has to qualify in some way to be on the show. Just all that has to happen is Stamper sees the text.
Yeah. What if he sees it and he doesn't say anything? Because he's in this server. He could just, like, see it silently.
Yeah, I mean, there is precedent for it because, you know, Rice Pirate showed up a couple weeks ago randomly. He just was on the episode.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Fun.
Yeah.
Surprise guest.
Mm-hmm.
We get some very funny people in the chat. Wait, Joe is still here? That looks like they want you leaving already.
Ooh.
Wow. I thought you were pretty cool, but...
Thank you.
Chat.
I don't know. I think you've overstayed your welcome.
Oh, well,
It's been six seasons, man.
Yeah, well...
And a movie?
No. A webisode. Worse.
Oh, have you seen Community?
Test groups. Oh, I have seen Community, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Love Community.
Have you seen it, Ryan?
Yeah, that's how I was able to make a joke.
okay, so I'm actually the loser.
Well, that's a pretty common reference on the internet. Like, I've known about that reference before I watched Community, like six seasons in a movie. Yeah,
damn.
It's like, it's kind of in the internet zeitgeist now.
Speaking of in the internet zeitgeist.
Yeah.
Satina,
yes.
Could you go into a little bit more about what you had for breakfast this morning?
Oh, yeah. Okay, let's see. I think I had a donut. I don't really remember. I don't have a very good memory.
We can't be certain that it was a donut.
Yeah.
I do not know what this was this morning.
Hold on. It could have been a bagel.
It was a long time ago.
No, it was not a bagel. That's too much.
You found it on the ground. Maybe it was.
Was it a pizza bagel?
No, it was not a pizza bagel. It was an apple cider donut. That was specifically what it was.
Are you sure it wasn't a glass of apple cider?
No, because I specifically remember not drinking it. I remember eating it.
No, like you're not sure?
Yeah. No, I know. I know that I didn't drink it. I'm not crazy. That would have been cool, though. I could have just put it in the blender, had it for a drink.
What's an apple cider donut? Like, they inject apple cider into it? Or
the apple cider is shaped like a donut?
No, they just batter it in apple cider. Like, whenever they fry it, I think they just add apple cider to the
Oh, so it's really soggy?
No, it's not.
I've had those.
It's moist. It's not soggy. Like, you can still eat it and pick it up. Like, you have to wash your hands after, but yeah. And it's covered in sugar.
And before.
Yeah, and before. But it's really good. It's like a fall staple here in Massachusetts.
I've had those. I went to an apple orchard and had them.
Yeah, they're only good when they're like when they're fresh from the apple orchard. Like if you get one at Dunkin' Donuts, Dunkin' Donuts has apple cider donuts and they're just absolutely disgusting. I made a tweet about that.
Oh god. You're killing him.
I'm so sorry. But yeah, they just gagging. It just tastes like fake apple. Like they got like apple chunks in them. I'm convinced they're like little bits of plastic that are apple flavored.
That's how they get you.
Little bits of flesh and blood.
Yeah, little bits of flesh. It's just
Tina would like that.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I'm sure she would like that. Like you can just you can basically just like open her mouth and like toss anything in there, like a garbage receptacle, but like, you know, she likes her flesh.
Flesh donuts.
Yeah, flow nuts.
Flow nuts.
I could tell in the first 2 minutes of Satina, episode one, Bring Your Demon to Work Day, that a lot goes in. And this is sort of like my first question.
Yeah, sure.
I could tell that a lot goes into your stories. More than just the animation, because you've got nail biting with a chattering sound, a giant demon menacingly standing over a human with a deep rumble in their voice.
Yes.
Do you have any advice for someone who doesn't plan to necessarily go to school to learn how to create these types of stories, but still wants to maybe integrate several elements or any general storytelling advice?
Well, yeah, I'm a pretty firm believer that you don't have to go to art school to necessarily be good at what you want to do. There's so many resources online that you can look at and kind of absorb. All you have to do basically is just... like, look at the stuff that you, like, that inspires you. So, what's your favorite movie that you think is, like, so well-written? What kind of things make it well-written? Little Nicky? I don't think I've ever seen that one. I know it's an Adam Sandler picture, so it must be very good.
Great.
An Oscar award-winning classic.
That's Happy Madison
Productions. Oscars, Emmys, Grammys.
No, a guy named Oscar liked it.
That's what I meant. Yeah,
a girl named
Emmy. Yeah. And a guy named Emmy. They were both together.
Yeah.
There was a guy named Emmy. I thought it was, like, a girl's name.
Emmy with an IE.
Emmy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
It's short for Emilio.
Emilianton.
Emilio.
Emilio.
Which is short for Emilianton.
Yeah.
Like a chameleon. Well, we're looking into him.
Camellio Jackson.
Yeah.
We'll save that name for later. That's a good name.
Yes. Yeah, that'll play a part later in this show.
Right.
Yeah, we'll find a baby and give them that name.
Someone in the chat says Little Nicky is an okay movie.
Man, that's scathing criticism.
Yeah, I would say Little Nicky is the epitome of okay movies.
Okay, so okay movie, maybe you want to make an okay movie. That's totally fine. Like, you don't have to make, like, fucking, I don't know. You don't have to make a masterpiece.
Set your sights low.
I'm comparing Satina to Little Nicky, basically.
So
it's
Eight
not...
Crazy Nights.
Eight Crazy Nights, there we go.
I loved, as a Jewish person, I loved that Adam Sandler was representing, like, Hanukkah. I don't know if that I've ever seen another Hanukkah movie. That was such a classic and a comedy.
It was the only
and
one.
That Hanukkah song and people hearing people sing that Hanukkah song, I really felt represented.
That's awesome. But don't you get upset that it's like the only representation you have, like in terms of animated Hanukkah movies? Don't you wish there were more?
The dreidel song with that claymation, the one you watched in Hebrew school. I don't know if you went. I'm assuming you didn't go to Hebrew school. But
I did
maybe.
Not. I was raised Catholic, unfortunately.
Oh. Okay. Well, they said don't go over there.
Yeah, so there would be no reason for her to go.
No.
Religious study. They didn't show you the dreidel claymation video.
I don't think they did. I'm so sorry. There was only one Jewish person in my entire town. I grew up in a very small town on the Canadian border.
Is he still there?
Everyone was French.
Well, let me play it for you.
Okay, sure. Oh my god, it's beautiful. It brought a tear to my eye.
For religious studies, they should just watch Eight Crazy Nights.
Yeah, religious. Yeah, exactly. In that same episode, by the way, here's my second question, and
sure.
I'm going to kind of throughout this, I'll probably do like a run through of maybe like one, two, three, like maybe like four more questions.
Yeah, yeah.
In that same episode, at the 3-minute and 20-second mark, mm-hmm. Dave, the father, gives in to let the demon offspring Tina go to work with him, and quietly mutters to himself, "Oh Lord, please help me."
Yes, that's
which correct. Is really hilarious to me, and I just wanted to applaud your quick wit and cleverness in that line, which again.
Thank you.
I found so thoughtful and hilarious because obviously it's a person that's had extremely close connections to who we now know is the Queen of Hell.
Yes, absolutely. I really like that kind of humor. Like, I was telling my friend the other day that one of my favorite jokes is just a character saying Jesus Christ in like a weird setting where that wouldn't really happen. Like in the pilot episode of Satina, her mother says Jesus Christ, even though. Haha, she's the Queen of Hell. Why would she be saying Jesus Christ? It's just funny.
It's funny.
And I know for certain that I wrote that line because I collaborated. I co-wrote the script with my friend Shaggy first episode mm-hmm. one, and I remember writing that line myself. So thank you. That was my line.
Shaggy.
If only we had someone to combat confirm. That idea. But unfortunately, we don't.
You're unmuted.
I think he stopped watching. Oh, is he unmuted?
One good line.
So she wrote one good line.
So she wrote one good line.
yeah.
Big deal.
Who cares?
Yeah, thank you. I am a big deal.
I've wrote two lines.
It's about time you knew.
We should have you on a podcast.
We should get Hannah on the podcast.
I don't know. I kind of want to be on like the second podcast.
Yeah, we just
sounds like a bigger podcast. Bigger, more powerful, ooh. More of a
twice
big deal.
Twice as big.
Mm-hmm.
It's if I do say so myself, it's subsequent.
If I do say so myself, and I do.
Yeah, we should expunge that later.
Redacted.
Another hilarious moment was not 1 minute later. Satina is in the back of the car and Dave is telling her not to do any demon shenanigans.
Yes.
And she quietly says, okay, but then the car is suddenly destroyed with satanic symbols etched into the leather. But
yes.
That would prove to be the least of Dave's concerns.
Right, yes. Thank you. I think I also wrote that.
Oof.
Huh.
I was blown away at that subversion of expectations.
I'm very extremely funny.
So that was how much thought went into like choosing the symbols and the placement of them? Was that like a big decision or was it just like, oh, let's put some symbols?
I just kind of like doodled them as Satina would doodle them because they're like, you know, she's a child. She wouldn't really think about the placement of them. She would just kind of draw them whenever there was a blank space. So I just kind of did like that.
Do you do method acting?
I don't do much acting. I help out on voice acting on some of our cartoons every now and then, but it's very small stuff. I would like to get into voice acting more, but I'm very, very nervous and I'm trying to push against my own anxiety to like be more bold about that stuff.
Joe, when you started that sentence, I thought you were going to ask her, do you do meth? I was like, that's a really weird question to be asking.
Well, yes, I do meth. I do meth more than method acting.
That's the second part.
Meth as in mathematics. Method acting.
Yeah, okay.
Meth head acting.
You have to see the demons.
Yeah, yeah.
You write the demons.
Like, where do you think I got all the designs? I just took a bunch of drugs.
Our mathematics.
Where do I come up with this stuff? It's drugs.
Drugs. Yeah, it's same. Not same for me, but same for somebody who does drugs.
Yeah, yeah.
Someone in the chat just said, are we going to ignore the fact that voiceover Pete?
No, you got to scream it. You're screaming it.
Why?
You have to read it as if you're screaming. Because it feels like a guy in a crowded corner of New York City, like he just found out something. And so imagine that and read it like that.
Are we going to ignore the fact that voiceover Pete was in the first episode of Satina? And
Satina.
Yeah, but no.
And some New Yorker goes, yeah, we know.
Yeah, we know. Whatever. Keep walking.
What do you want to fight about
yeah.
it?
Someone's going to beat up this guy over this fact.
I don't feel like we're ignoring that, by the way. I feel like it's just like something you don't have to constantly say.
I really like whenever people comment on our videos, are we going to ignore the fact that blah, blah, blah? And usually the most commonly said phrase is, are we going to ignore the fact that Dave managed to bang the 80-foot demon queen of hell? Like, what a Chad. Like, that's the most commented thing that we get on our videos.
While we're on the topic, is there an origin story of how they met or something?
There is an origin story. I am not going to tell you the origin story because that's going to be for another episode, unfortunately. But
maybe
there is an origin story.
Maybe we'll find out by watching the episodes to come.
Yes, yes. Find out by watching more episodes of Satina on my channel. Just type my name into Google, Hannah Daigle, and it'll pop up.
Mm.
Yes.
You'll have to stay tuned for more.
But not the other Hannah Daigle. Be careful.
Not the other one. I know there was a Hannah Daigle in my town in elementary school like a long time
really?
Ago.
Really?
Yeah, she was.
And you murdered them. I heard about that.
Yeah, yeah. She was a year younger than me.
That's how you acquired the name. Okay.
No, it was really annoying because she had my same school email because like the school gave us all like emails based on our names and her friends would all email me because she thought I was her. They thought I was her. And it was just a reminder that I had no friends.
Well, at least she was able to remind you.
Yeah, yeah. It's always nice to be reminded to be brought back down to earth for my.
Yeah, I mean, I remember at one point in my life, I was feeling very confident and self-assured. And I thought to myself, oh, this is not going to end good. I need to be knocked down a couple pegs.
You got to go humble
yourself.
So
he started a podcast.
Yeah.
So, what I did is I went into a convenience store and I bought so much Diet Pepsi that I was forced to drink it all on the spot. You know, Diet Pepsi is really a drink of champions. Anna,
oh,
you
really?
Ever drink Diet Pepsi?
I have a secret. I have a terrible secret. I don't like soda.
Well, you might change your mind with Diet Pepsi because Diet Pepsi is really crisp and clean burning. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Does it have carbonation?
Not if you leave it open for a while.
Not if you drink it fast enough.
But yes, to answer your question, it does.
Then I will probably not like it. I don't like carbonation.
That was the Diet Pepsi segment of the podcast.
Just so you know, I do not endorse Diet Pepsi. The opinions of my hosts do not reflect my own. Thank you.
Yeah, also neither do we. They're not our sponsor.
No, I just really enjoy Diet Pepsi.
Yeah,
now,
right.
Dave is described as late, disheveled, and living out casual Friday on a Tuesday.
I see.
Would ever say such a thing?
Is his boss, I think.
Yes, that is the line from his boss.
Is Dave based on anybody, or is it?
Dave is based. No, Dave is just a. You know, he was kind of designed to be like a, you know, kind of a schlubby 30-year-old man. I didn't really have anyone in mind in particular when I designed him.
He striked me as a 33-year-old or like 30.
I don't know. His age is kind of ambiguous. When I first got contacted about from my friends about like if they wanted them. If I wanted them to help on Satina, they were like, maybe you should make Dave a little bit younger. And I was like, I don't know. I kind of like the fact that he's older. It's like, you don't really see a lot of main characters that are on the older side. Just because, like, I guess executives
the
think
30s
that
old.
Audiences won't be able to relate to them if they're, like, outside their age range. But I think it's a fun challenge to make them relatable despite that fact. So I like the fact that Dave's a little older.
As somebody who's pushing 30, I appreciate that. As somebody who's a little older myself.
Yeah, yeah, you can probably relate to him. I mean, I don't think you have a demon daughter or, you know.
And not that I know of.
Well, that's why he got you on this.
Anything could happen.
To learn like, more.
You could,
yeah, anything is...
Could get a knock on the door.
Get a knock on the door. It's my nice. Demon daughter. Yeah. Hey, Dad. Oh, God. I immediately know what... She looks just like her mom. Hey, Dad.
Oh, I thought you were going to... You know. Oh, I thought you were doing a bit where your dad walks in. But okay.
Oh, hey, Dad.
Watching
I'm the
dad.
I was playing the daughter. Hey, Dad. You know Monica? Oh, God. And then immediately I knew.
Oh, Christ. Oh,
Monica, fuck. The queen of hell.
That one night in hell.
Demon.
Yeah.
Same thing.
She is kind of a demon, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
All right.
So... So what? So what inspired the whole? What was the inspiration for the whole show? I mean,
I get asked this a lot, and I don't think.
Well, sorry for asking you a question you get asked all the time. Should I ask you something different?
Yes, ask me a unique question. Jesus Christ! No.
Jesus fucking Christ! I'm so sorry.
What doesn't inspire you?
Skip it.
What doesn't inspire me? Eight Crazy Nights doesn't inspire me.
Oh no!
Unfortunately, no inspiration was wrought from that film. Anyway, what inspired me though, how, I guess, it's more apt to explain how Satina came about, because Satina is just inspired by like my doodles.
Doodles.
I was trying to create a character that I could animate in my, my second year animation class in college. And I wanted to create a character that was easy to animate and fun to draw. So I just designed this little demon, haphazardly. I gave her a name. It was Banshee at first because I was just like, oh, what's the name of a demon? That's kind of cute. And then mm-hmm. I started to think more about her backstory, like I don't know, kind of a fun little, you know, what if her mom was the queen of hell and her dad was a human? What kind of funny antics could come from that? And I really like that idea and I wanted to expand upon it. So that's how
it's really a gold mine.
Yeah. It's really fun because it opens the door for a lot of collaboration. Like mm-hmm. there's so many scenarios you could imagine with that setup. Like what's school life like? Like what do does she visit her mom some days and her dad other days? Like what is that like?
How does
that
ask, what's the custody like?
I think she visits her dad on weekdays because she has to go to school, and then she visits her mom on weekends. I think that's
okay.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Because she has to there's no school in hell because there's no children in hell. Like aging isn't a thing that happens.
Except for mm-hmm. Tina.
Yeah. Well, no, she goes to school in the overworld. She goes to school with humans.
I suppose we'll wait and see how that goes.
Yeah.
In an episode.
Yeah. A lot of
but
fun
to expand on
antics.
A different thought. Dave's apartment, his nice house.
Mm-hmm.
Apartment.
It's an apartment.
His poster.
Yeah.
Right. We didn't have a chance to talk about this in my video.
Okay.
But I was stressing day and night for months. What does mm-hmm. the poster of Weezus mean? Is it like a band? what's this about?
It's a band in their universe. It's called Weezus.
Okay,
it's not
that's
really
enough.
It's not
you answered the question.
It's not based on anything in real life. Not whatsoever.
Phew, I was worried.
It's not based on Shaggy's favorite band.
If you'd allow me to expand on that, I have nothing to add.
What else is there to add? It's just Weezus.
We do find out at the 7 minute and 30 second mark that Dave seems very passionate about servers.
Mm-hmm.
When he starts to explain, and is it okay? Like if I like, I don't want to give too much away.
Yeah, no. If just, any question is too spoilery, I'll give a joke answer. I'll refuse to answer it.
So when he starts to explain to Tina about what a server is, and when she asks if they're little buildings with people living inside them. To the point of not noticing her wandering off as he keeps explaining to himself, later returning to the servers, which are now on fire, as he pleads with sweet, merciful Jesus, which prompts my next question. Are servers actually just little buildings with people living in them?
I feel like in hell they could be, you know, because anything's possible in hell. Hmm. There's all sorts of little
creatures. And Dave works
in
hell, like a type of.
He doesn't work in literal hell. He works in a... You know, I guess you could say his job is hell.
The corporate monotony. That's what I
guess.
Yes, meant, yeah.
Exactly. You get it.
Yeah,
it's all an,
I get
it's
it.
It's all an allegory.
I get it. Of course I get it.
Of course.
Oh, now I get it. I just looked it up.
Oh, okay.
So there are little people in the server room hanging out?
Not in Dave's server room, but I think like in hell, there's, you know, they've got like weird technology to power hell. I'm assuming like it's just a bunch of little demons on hamster wheels. running everything.
They're pushing the ones and zeros.
Yeah, yeah. Little creatures, little gremlins.
We need more ones!
Did somebody just open up a can of soda or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, what was that someone, crisp sound
what
effect?
Was that
you can't
crisp?
Crack open a cold one. There's no boys here.
There's several boys here. What are you talking about?
All the boys are boys. Here.
Yeah, the boys aren't here. The boys.
I mean, with a Z, the band, the boys.
The boys.
Oh, yeah, they're not okay. Here.
That's not the meme.
The boys.
But okay, that's
personally,
fine.
I'm waiting till they're back in town, but that's just me.
Ah,
yeah, hopefully well, they get back. They owe me some money.
Well, what was it, though? What was it? Was that like a Diet Pepsi?
It was a cold one.
It was just very a good. Cold one.
Yeah, just leave it alone.
Just for some days, a warm one is nice, right? For a nice hot afternoon. Warm
oh, God,
one.
No.
Conceive
nope,
the
I never want a warm soda ever. That is never a situation.
I didn't say a warm afternoon. Soda.
I don't like soda, but even I prefer a cold one to a warm one.
A warm tea.
Okay.
It's a warm one.
In the chat zone, a hot Dr. Pepper is good.
Actually, I'm from the South. I can attest to hot Dr. Pepper. Pretty nice.
You okay. Are a degenerate. I'm sorry. Your opinions are no longer
you're
like, thrown out.
You will fight. No win.
Okay.
Okay. It goes for anyone in chat.
How do you heat it up? Like on the stove, in the microwave?
You boil it. Drink it fresh. Boil.
You sit on it.
Yeah, like a chicken.
You sit on it until it's incubated.
You boil it like a chicken?
Yeah.
Yeah, you sit on it.
Oh.
You warm it up okay. With your ass cheeks.
Like, you pour it into a tub and then you sit into the tub?
No, that's not how it works. You have to keep it contained under your ass.
Oh,
my. Sit on the
sorry.
Can. Yeah, it's okay. This is just like common knowledge. I'm so upset.
So when someone says, it's a good ass soda, that's what they mean.
Uh-huh. Oh,
very good.
Okay, so if a magician walked up to you guys.
Yeah.
And offered you the ability.
I'd be scared.
To lay a Dr. Pepper from your butt like a chicken egg. Would you accept it?
Like the size of a chicken egg?
How no, would that or serve any advantage to me?
Yeah, the size of a can.
I would have to pass.
Can you feel everything? Can you feel the entire laying process?
Is it being made anew?
Let's say it's designed so that it doesn't really hurt. It just feels really weird.
Okay.
Well, even if you can't feel it, you're still going to have the physical effects of a can
of
soda.
Will it affect me in the long run?
Is it the kind of weird where I might have sexual thoughts about it later?
Maybe, yeah.
Oh, God, no. I pass.
Yeah, I don't want to awaken anything inside of myself.
Yeah, exactly.
This better not awaken anything in me.
Wait, hold on. Think of it this way. This is a great tactical move. You know, if someone's attacking you, tactical
you
move.
Dr.
Immediately,
Pepper.
You have a weapon.
You just projectile shoot you from your ass.
Yeah.
What if you could get like a machine gun?
can you fire multiple? Like how many are inside of you?
Yeah, can you have twins?
How many are in your arsenal?
Oh yes, two at once.
In your arsenal.
Let's just say it's however fast you can press the button in your butt. Like
wait, hold on. There's a button now?
Wait, hold on.
Did you say button in your
how
butt?
How do you how does the process
what if I
of laying
press
work?
It?
Yeah, like if you squeeze your
button
butt
in butt.
If you guys squeeze your
button in butt.
Let me explain. Shut up. Okay.
No,
sorry.
Button in butt.
Is it
if you squeeze your butt in like a certain angle, it activates the Dr. Pepper poop.
Dr. Pooper?
Oh, like Spider-Man. Spider-Man can do that power too.
Spider-Man can eject Dr. Pepper from his ass?
He can poop Dr. Pepper?
Oh, we got to the poop part of the podcast. Every episode, yeah. We always note how long it took to get to the poop part of the podcast. Today it took like 37 minutes.
There's a poop part.
Yeah, this is it. This is the poop part.
This is enjoyable.
If he squeezes his head hard enough, he can poop Dr. Pepper. You don't remember that in Spider-Man episode 3?
Yeah, he suddenly gained that obscure power. I think I would want it just for the spectacle of being able to machine gun Dr. Pepper out of my ass.
It's a very nice party trick.
Yeah, like, do you think you can monetize that? Do you think you could, like, post it on Instagram and
Patreon?
Like, look at this.
Patreon?
This crazy.
OnlyFans.
Yeah.
Someone's probably into that. OnlyFans for Dr. Pepper.
I know, I'm into that.
There's probably like one dude who would pay like thousands of dollars because it's like it's his specific thing. And he's so happy to finally find someone.
Finally, my niche fetish. It's being realized. Yeah, I feel like that's what we should be all about. Like making people's dreams come true.
Mm-hmm.
That's a beautiful thing.
And if that means pooping out a Dr. Pepper, then so be it.
Isn't that what we do as animators? Make people's dreams come true?
Then hell, I guess I gotta do it.
Who are we to stand in the way of somebody else's dream?
Mm-hmm.
what is...
Circle
so
back
do,
around.
So You mentioned that you don't drink soda, but you would be willing to
poop it out.
You know.
I guess if I don't have to taste the carbonation, none of my taste buds are being affected. Yeah.
Wait. So would your answers make a difference if it was like a geyser of Dr. Pepper versus the cans?
A projectile.
I wouldn't
want
to do that. That's messy. I would get my clothes.
A geyser.
Would you take $10 million if there was a 50% chance when you go to defecate that it's going to be a highly carbonated Dr. Pepper?
Well, that wouldn't affect me at all. It would just go into the toilet. So yeah, easy money.
But it's carbonated.
But I wouldn't taste it.
And part of it is that you now have taste buds.
Fuck.
On your.
Well, I don't know.
You didn't know that?
Oh, I feel like the way worse part of that is the taste buds, because then you'd taste the poop otherwise.
Yeah, they're still there when you're not.
But is there poop and Dr. Pepper mixed in?
What? I mean, I don't know. It's Joe's hypothetical.
Is it like a combination, or is it like purely Dr. Pepper? Because that also affects.
Oh, yeah. Is it like a poop Dr. Pepper slurry?
No, it's purely Dr. Pepper.
Okay.
But
okay.
The other half of the time, it's poop and you can taste it.
Oh, gross. God, no. Yeah, there's easier ways to make $10,000.
$10 million.
$10 million. Hang on. Yeah.
Does that change something?
Well, I could pay off me and all my friends' college loans, and I could fund cartoons for the rest of my life. So.
Yeah, but you're going to taste poop for the rest of your
life. I like this magician that likes to fuck with people.
Yeah, I'm really a fan of this hypothetical guy who's giving people weird powers.
He's like, for $10 million.
What would you do for a Klondike bar? I would shit out my butt and taste it.
Or if I could shoot a Klondike bar at my ass.
Hell yeah.
That would be fun. I'd like that.
Well, that'd just become your daily routine, right? You would just brush your teeth.
You'd get used to it.
Get used to it, yeah.
I feel like you'd never get used to that. I feel like you'd never get used to tasting your poop.
No, listen, if you were given the hypothetical, like, hey, I'll give you $10 million if for the rest of your life a weird brown log comes out of your ass and it's the food you ate, and people would be like, oh, that's disgusting, I'd never get used to that, but we're used to it. So
yeah,
I feel like as a society,
we're used to a lot worse. Like
I guess.
Waiting to cross the street.
Yeah,
I would not compare taking a shit to crossing the street. I feel like those are two different emotions.
Also, I would not compare the physical sensation of pooping to tasting your poop every day. Those are very different things.
Yeah, but what if the world, what if we get used to things so much that we don't even notice it? Like, what if air smells like poop and we don't even know it because we're born into it?
Did you accept the $10 million and you want to feel normal? Did you accept
like
the $10 million?
Trying to justify it to us.
He's like, but what if it's kooky? What if it's funny? What if it's take good?
I'm just saying, maybe we should normalize pooping Dr. Pepper.
That's what someone says.
Hashtag normalize.
To get to a better subject, have you ever had those Dr. Pepper candies?
I've had a root beer lollipop. I think that's the only thing that comes close to that.
I think I do remember those.
Because I think they're pretty nice.
The Dr. Pepper candies? I don't remember it
soda
being
candy.
Good.
Oh.
Unfortunate. I'm so sorry.
What about the soda slushies, like the Coca-Cola one? You ever had that?
Yeah.
Yeah, like at 7-Eleven.
When we stopped talking about shitting, the conversation was so less passionate.
Yeah.
So less passionate.
Well, expands and contracts. And
it expands and contracts just like your butt when you poop up
the
Dr. Pepper.
Pooping Dr. Pepper, yeah.
On the note of expanding your future, Hannah.
Yes.
Don't you have some other projects coming down the line?
Yes. Satina is the one we're focusing on right now, but we have about 4 or 5 other projects that we're working on actively. And I can't say too much about them, but I can tell you that they're being worked on. They're going to come out very soon. I'm excited.
That is exciting.
Amazing.
Yeah. They're all made by different showrunners like me. They're not like being headed by me, but I'm doing most of the animation on them. So
a good collaborative effort.
Yes, it's a collaborative effort. And that's what I love about our studio.
That's fun.
Yeah.
Someone say excuse me.
Oh, yeah. I just did a
major
soda burp.
Are you okay?
Somebody's walking past Lars.
Is it Doug? Is Doug near you now?
Did he come back?
If Doug was near me, I'd want to be excused. Yeah, I'd want to leave.
Did he go to? Is he here now?
Yeah. Yeah. Can we get him on? I have a few questions for him.
Oh yeah. Let me just call up Doug Walker.
Got him on speed dial.
God, a dream as a creator.
While Lars is doing that, allow me to entertain with a song that I've been practicing.
Oh, good. Okay. Is it dreidel related?
It's not.
Oh fuck. Okay.
Close.
Damn. I don't know if I can listen to
two dreidels.
That's it.
That's beautiful. It didn't quite bring a tear to my eye like the dreidel one. But
well, I just made it up on the spot. It was completely improvised.
Beautiful. Those are good bars.
Improvisation.
I take everything I know about music theory and disregarded it.
Yes, that's what you should do. You should learn all the rules and then you should break them.
Okay, Joe, what do you know about music theory? Please explain.
I don't feel like laying out my knowledge to be ridiculed, so I have to pass.
Well, he did just say one thing about music theory.
He got rid of all of it.
This is quickly turning into let's make fun of Joe's lack of knowledge about music. That's what this is turning into. So I'm going to have to quickly change the subject back to Satina. Hannah.
Yeah.
The funniest line of the whole episode came at about the 12-minute mark when they're in the park. I skipped one. At the 11-minute mark, Dave is given the opportunity to take the rest of the day off to spend the day with, quote, that cute little daughter of yours. And the camera pans to the other parents with kids who presumably also want to spend the rest of the day with their kids, but they won't be able to. So it's hilarious that the boss would offer Dave this opportunity in front of the other parents and not in private.
I don't think that's hilarious. I think that's kind of sadistic, but whatever floats your boat, man.
Well, it's like situational.
That was supposed
ironic.
To be like a really serious scene, actually. It was supposed to like highlight the effects of the workforce on families. And I think you're like kind of making light of it. And I think that's kind of fucked up.
Oh, no. I'm so
this
sorry.
This social commentary was very subtle. Did you not see it?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, thank you. I'm glad you think it's funny. That's another line I wrote. I'm just bragging at this point.
Oh, well, no. I mean, it's your own project. Please brag.
I don't want to brag too much. I want to keep myself humble. But yeah, I did write that line. I'm always very happy when I can make people laugh. It's one of my favorite feelings.
That was funny. Because it's like a situation where if that happened in real life, where it's like everybody like applaud this person, like we're gonna give you the rest of the day off, and then like there's the other pair. It's like
the
in
cartoons, of course it would work funnier, right? Like a man. Slipping on a banana peel. Tragic in real life. Is he going to recover? How's his family doing in cartoons? Masterpiece.
It's hilarious. Gets laughs every time. Haha, he fell down.
No, he's dead. He's dead in both cases.
Well, that makes it even funnier. In both cases.
Definitely.
There's nothing funnier than death.
No.
I want you guys to remember
that.
Two deaths? Holy shit. Dude, are you some kind of comedy genius?
What about three?
I wrote
three?
That wrong.
Oh my God.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Holy
Great
moly.
Great stuff right there. But four, I wouldn't go that far. I mean,
yeah,
that's
a little, you know, rule of thirds. You can't go past three.
I actually am a firm believer in the rule of fours.
Fours. Fours or fourths?
Fours.
Fours.
One fourth.
The odd
one fourth of a joke.
So like four fours or one fourth?
Like you say something and you know how traditionally you say something and like on the third repetition, it's really funny because it's I take it one step further.
Really?
I drag it on.
You take it one step beyond.
Yeah,
that's,
like allow me to give you an example.
All right.
So, yeah, I went to the store and I go in the door and I slip on a banana. And then I walk past the aisle and the shelf falls down on me. And on my way out of the store, the place gets robbed and they steal all my groceries.
Oh no.
Oh, are you okay?
And then I go home and my internet was out.
this sounds like a regular Tuesday.
This just sounds like a bad day. I don't know if it's that funny. Just,
no, I mean, it wasn't.
It's kind of sad.
You know the rule of thirds where you're just walking, you get stabbed? That's the rule of thirds, right?
Jesus.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. I was just trying to demonstrate. Like, it sounds better if I had stopped at the third one. Like, it just made, you know, right? It makes me a little more... It wasn't especially funny situation. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Why do you think the rule of thirds is a rule? Like, who do you think came up with that? Why is it that we as humans find it pleasing when things happen three times?
Thomas Jefferson, way back when, said three funny things during the writing of the Declaration of Independence.
Ah.
Then Benjamin Franklin, as goofy as he was, said a fourth thing. No one laughed.
Oh.
And so Thomas said, the rule of three, bequeath unto thee, Thomas Jefferson, be the funniest thee. He wasn't a great writer, but he's a good comedy writer.
He was
so
no Dr. Seuss.
Ever since then.
That's
he was also in the room.
Let's not forget that when you're counting to three, you go one, two, three. You don't say one, two, three, four when you're counting to three.
That's true.
Now, I think society kind of wrote that rule because it's just one of those things where you don't want to
live in society, don't we?
Yeah.
The rule we really force. Do live in one.
That's what I meant. Yeah, that's exactly yeah, what I was.
I'm
yeah.
living in society.
Are you? It's kind of yeah. cringe.
I know. I know. I'm sorry. I'm sorry for offending you. By
it's okay.
There's probably something in human psychology where it's like, you can appreciate humor three times in a row, but then it like, there must be some sort of sharp drop off. There must be like a reason for that.
After three times, something becomes repetitive. Like we kind of pick up on the pattern, do you think?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
The attention span maybe also. Maybe.
Well, that in that case, with our dwindling attention span in society, I think that's it's going to become the rule
into
of seconds.
The rule of two.
I did look into that.
Yeah.
Well, it dates back to ancient cavemen, right? Uguk of the 17th BC was just hanging out with monkeys because that's what they were doing back then.
Right.
And he saw a monkey fall banana peel. Funny the first time. This is the first time it's happened.
Oh my God.
Uguk said, "Grug, get over here. Come take a look at this monkey. He keeps falling." But then Grug said, "This happened four times. It's not funny."
Oh man.
It's been ingrained in our culture for many generations. But I don't know. The monkey fell too much.
Man. I kind of had a soft theory. I was thinking about the Holy Trinity, you know, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Maybe people
Very
have
funny.
That in mind. Yeah, oh, yeah. It's hilarious.
So there's not like the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit and Jeff. Like,
and Jeff.
Yeah.
And the weird uncle.
And the guy who pays rent.
Yeah, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, and the grocer.
The grocer.
No, it's the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, and Moses. There he is. He's hanging out with us.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Moses.
Sup, bitches?
We kind of brought him along out of pity. We don't really want him here, but, you know, yeah, he was lonely.
He's paying for gas.
He's paying for gas. Yeah. He's giving us all a ride. Good guy, Moses.
Yeah. In the ark. Yeah.
Moses.
He's kind of like...
He can help part the bill.
Ha-ha!
His sense of humor is just... He's not vibing.
You know, he's not always funny. He doesn't always hit the mark, but, you know, he's trying his best, and you got to commemorate that.
He's not really
yeah.
he's trying his best. He's kind of failing to adapt for the past several thousand years.
Well, that's kind of
hard. He's been on a downward spiral.
Just give him some time, man. I think he'll come around.
Speaking of thousands of years, you know what must be weird?
What?
There are people who think that the world is only like 6,000 years old. Like, genuinely.
There's some people who think the world is 2,020 years old.
Yeah.
I'm one of those people. I think the world is only 2019 years old because I think that we started on the wrong year.
Did you skip a year?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that was a test. Y'all failed.
Ooh.
Well, we skipped 11-11 because of intuition.
I see.
Because it's the awkward what 1 plus 1 plus 1 plus 1 is 4 and it's awkward. Okay.
No, it's like when you look at 11-11 on the clock and it's like... Ooh,
it's like, who put this here? Who's a bunch of ones? Who wrote this?
Yeah, it's like something has to be going on.
Something else is going on in this guy's
Something's
life.
Going on.
The numbers will be the same.
Yeah.
Do you guys think it's crazy that there used to be two less months way back in the day before Caesar and Augustus came to be?
Yeah, I remember Smarch. That was a pretty cool
Smarch.
Month.
Yeah, I remember that too.
It's kind of a shitty month for me.
Smarch.
Smarch, yeah. Lost my job.
And December part two.
Yeah.
So does that mean that Halloween was the New Year's? New Year's Eve?
I don't think it was like that. I think the months were just, they just lasted longer on the calendar. Like instead of being around 30 days, they were around 60 days or, you know, 40 days.
It doesn't seem like it adds up, but something like that.
Yeah. Because I don't think that like they added just two more months, like, you know, two more 30 day periods and then the... Like years just started lasting longer.
Things were crazy back then. They had like 36 months.
Someone in the chat says Christmas was a floating holiday. You could take it whenever. Like you just put it in for it.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah. Time just got longer.
Yeah. So it just happens. Like there are less rules back then.
Yeah, it was all because funny. Of Napoleon. Yeah. He said we have too many months. We need to chop this up.
Is that true?
We believed him.
Was it really at the time of Napoleon?
Specifically, Napoleon, he said there was too many months.
What do you mean? What does he mean by too many? Wait, what does that mean?
Wait, but then it was more. So wouldn't it have been that there wasn't enough?
No, he's talking to his folks, right, his parents.
Yeah.
And he brought up to the UN, and the UN said, you know what, there is too many months. We need to chomp out these up.
I think you're kind of like confusing your timelines here, but...
Yeah, so how many months were there before he chopped them up?
100?
36.
100 months. Man.
Whoa, no, you're talking about way back when, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Way back in King Arthur III, they had 100 months, and the peasants kept saying, well, why do we have so many months?
Wait, there weren't three King Arthurs. There was one King Arthur. What are you talking about?
Way back in the Arthur days.
Yeah, these were the Arthur days.
In the Arthur days. Like when Arthur was first airing? Arthur the...
There weren't sequels.
Like 90s.
No,
the 90s.
The 90s.
No, it was a nickname.
Yeah.
Early they couldn't 90s. Spell the king's name, so they said Arthur Part 3.
Okay.
All right. All right.
Some hot nonsense.
I don't know enough about world history to dispute this.
Yeah.
Should have paid attention.
Me neither. Maybe we should...
seems like a scene... there would be a scene in Always Sunny. Like, just absolute nonsense, but no one knows enough to even dispute it.
It doesn't seem right, but we don't know the weight.
Yeah. Yeah, so we're just going to go with it.
Yeah.
We'll just have to assume it's true for now, and then at some point later, if somebody disproves it, then we'll revisit.
Yeah, we'll be like,
yeah,
oh,
thankfully,
right.
We just have 13 months.
Thankfully.
So, Ryan, are you Charlie in this situation, or which one of them are you?
I think it would be Charlie. Can't prove him wrong. Can't prove him right.
I think he'd be Dennis, except without the sociopathy.
Maybe with more sociopathy.
Ooh.
I don't know.
Like you studied sociopathy in school, like you'd had to take a sociopathy class?
Being a sociopathy major.
Sounds like an awful class.
No, I'm thinking of sociology.
Yeah. Sociopathy sounds like a fun board game. You can play a game of sociopathy?
Is that a thing?
Sounds like it.
It should be a thing. It should be a thing right now.
Sociopathy.
I mean, you need to learn how to, like, how sociopaths work in order to avoid them and not become them, right?
Necromancy 101.
Necromancy 101. Now, there's a class.
Yeah.
I could see the game of sociopathy being like a game where you fuck with your friends because you have no empathy. I could see it. Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds interesting. Yeah,
like a board game?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The game of... The game of... Yeah. Sociopathy.
Game of sociopathy. It's like the game of Monopoly, but... Like,
it's opposite than the game of life.
The game of
because
death.
Because...
Is the game of death.
Instead of trying to play by the rules to get a better life for yourself, you're trying to harm others.
Oh.
To gain a better life for yourself. But mostly you're just trying to harm others.
Yeah, yeah, that's the end goal here. It's not about, it's not about getting a better life for yourself. It's all about harming others. You can't lose the...
Sometimes
you can't lose
your life
your
is
goal.
Too good.
Well, the more you... Yeah.
Right.
Other people are enjoying their lives too much. And that makes me upset.
That's really the intrinsic value of harming others, is that it brings you great inner peace and inner joy.
If you're a sociopath.
Yeah.
And speaking of harming others for great inner peace, Joe, why don't you tell them about Audible?
Okay.
All right. Great transition.
Thank you.
audibletrial.com/T1podcast. I don't know about you, but I don't know how to read. So audibletrial.com/T1podcast is great for me because somebody can read to me and I can pretend like I know how to read. And so then I will be fine.
It's too expensive to keep paying Jeff to read to you. So I think Audible's a lot better.
Let me give you an example of somebody reading something to me. Oh, you know, that's the thing. Bet it would be real words.
Oh,
you're right.
audibletrial.com/T1podcast. Guys, get a book on our behalf today for free. It's free whether you keep the service or not. And you're going to want to keep the service. They start at very affordable monthly rates, but you get the book anyway. So just go get a book on our behalf. Seriously, it's so easy. It doesn't cost you any money at all. Go ahead and check them out. audibletrial.com/T1podcast.
Anna, what's your opinion on boards?
Boards?
Boards.
Yeah, boards.
Boards.
Like the name Bort?
You're
like
going to have to spell this out for me.
We need more Bort license plates.
Boars. A boar.
A boar.
B-O-A-R.
B-O-A-R. I've never seen a boar in real life, but the other day I was playing Minecraft for the first time in like a year, and I saw that they added boars, and it promptly killed me, and I wasn't prepared because I thought it was a pig, but it was a pig with spikes.
Eesh.
So that's my experience with boars. I don't particularly like them.
So now it would be another year till you play Minecraft again.
What?
It would be another year till you play Minecraft. It's too scarring of experience.
Yes, yes. Minecraft will...
Oh, dude, the official Minecraft server for our show has been down for 8 days, and people are going insane. Like, their mind has been torn in two.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Well, if Minecraft isn't functioning, society isn't functioning.
Yeah, exactly.
This was recorded a few weeks ago. The server is now functional again.
I hope you can get on that soon.
Yeah, it's going to be in a couple days. It'll be back up.
Yeah, that's good.
Good. This is in the past because it's recording.
Yeah, so it'll probably be up by the time you can hear this.
Yeah. What's your favorite ice cream? This is sort of like the lightning round of questions.
Oh, okay. My favorite ice cream would have to be cookie dough because I love cookie dough.
Me too.
Whoa. My second favorite would have to be mint chocolate chip.
Did you just take the fattest vape?
Mint chocolate chip?
Yes. Or mint brownie. Yeah. Whatever has chocolate chunks in it. Mm.
Do you play any instruments, including the harmonica?
I do play the harmonica. I also play the slide whistle. And I think I can play the triangle. I've never played it, but I assume I can.
Oh, I'm sure you'd be able to play. Yeah, it's like the tambourine.
It's hard to master.
Yeah, yeah. And
the tangerine?
No, the triangle.
I can't play the tangerine, unfortunately. Yeah. I can play keyboard, too, a little bit. But nice. I haven't really been classically trained. I just kind of play by ear.
Do you know the chords? The four chords?
I know several chords.
Do you know the funny chords?
The funny chords. I learned music theory. I took a music theory class in senior year of high school, and I know every good boy does fine. That's about it. I know some chords.
I've heard that one.
Okay.
Yeah. It's the
how
notes are arranged on a music sheet.
Yeah.
Every good boy. Every good boy in this town, I'm assuming.
Never eat sour watermelon.
Oh, okay.
Never eat sour watermelon. I don't know that one.
We're learning a lot today.
Northeast, Southwest.
Oh, wow. I don't think I've ever had to recall, like, I've ever had to use, like, a shortcut to recall the north, south, east, and west directions, but now I'm glad there is one.
Yeah. There's also an acronym for the alphabet.
Really? What is it?
Boys can't defy early fridges.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Great.
Comma?
Well, that's the full alphabet.
That's all of them. We can go home.
Opinion on Diet Pepsi.
Do not like it. Do not like carbonation.
Are you an alien?
Yeah.
Okay. I actually have a quiz I put together to determine what type of alien you are.
Really? Can I take it?
Well, they said...
Yeah.
Ooh. Okay.
It's like four questions.
Okay. Shoot.
Multiple choice.
Yeah.
If you were an ice cream flavor, would you be a human ice cream flavor, a Martian ice cream flavor, or a different ice cream flavor?
Different ice cream flavor because I'm different. I'm not like the other girls.
What amount of gravity is best? An Earth amount of gravity, a moon amount of gravity, or gravity does not exist?
A moon amount of gravity because I remember really liking moon shoes as a kid. I thought those were very fun.
If you were a plant, would you be a seed, a flower, or a vision of a plant painted in the sky by a, you know, imagination?
The latter. It's very poetic.
The latter was not an option, but did you mean the later?
The later, yes. Sorry.
Because later is the next question.
Right.
Really?
The final question. Which superpower would you rather have? Mind reading, teleportation, or instant manifestation?
Instant manifestation. I would pull pranks on my friends.
Okay. So this is unanimous. You are a time-traveling alien.
Oh, cool. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Like Doctor Who?
Well, you're a forward-traveling.
Okay.
We're all forward time traveling.
Yeah, I was going to say, aren't we all forward traveling aliens? Like, we're all
the worst time travel power ever.
The ability to travel time at the normal speed, at the normal rate.
I want my money back, dude. This is a scam.
Well, if you think about it, sleeping is time travel.
Kind of is.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just slow and takes a bit.
Just the same speed as normal life, yeah.
Well, to your perception.
Drinking is also time traveling because it leads faster to sleep.
It's true.
Yeah.
Drinking water, you're right. Everyone stay hydrated
if
you
have drinking
water.
I love H2O. Glug, glug.
H2O
too. Right,
what a human would say. You're right.
The other options were that you might have been a human, a sky alien, a mind-reading alien, or a regular alien.
Regular alien.
Can you go more into what a regular alien is?
Just your classic, like, green.
Like the grays?
Just classic aliens.
Just your classic gray.
Yeah, just typical alien
classic
stuff.
Alien behavior.
A time-traveling alien would be like like your Pleiadians. The mind-reading aliens would be like your Arcturians, and the sky aliens would be like your Syrians.
Okay.
They'll fight each other.
Something like that.
Can I learn more about the sky aliens? Because that sounds really cool. I want to be a sky alien.
Yes.
Scalian.
So alien. Sky aliens are like very logical. And that's just who they are.
That's all you get. They're logical. That's awesome.
Yeah.
I want to be a logical person, like more so than I want to be a logical alien. Like,
That's very interesting that you're drawn to the sky alien.
Yeah.
Maybe I was wrong.
What a sky alien
Maybe you're not a time traveling alien at all.
Maybe not.
Maybe you're a sky alien.
I mean, that's the thing about aliens. They're very tricky. They fool people in their appearances.
Really? Do they have that reputation?
For some, but for me, I have a firm grasp on what it means to be. I'm an alien myself.
Really? What kind of alien? Oh. Just a regular one?
But I'm a mind reading alien.
Oh, what am I thinking right now?
That I'm not really an alien, but that you are.
Well, now I'm thinking that. So I think that was a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Well, that's
part of it. It's a mind-convincing alien.
That's part of it.
You're either a mind-convincing alien or I'm just a very suggestible person.
We're both.
It's the worst kind of alien. It's a suggestible alien.
Yeah.
Are you really an alien? I don't know.
I don't know. Am I?
Suggestible alien.
Am I really an alien?
I guess we'll never know. Maybe?
I guess we'll explore that in the future Satina episode, Am I an Alien?
Yeah. You will be on the next Satina episode, right?
Yes.
All right, cool. Thank you.
It's a live appearance. We don't draw these.
Yeah, yeah.
They're live.
We just green screen you in post.
Yeah.
That's how.
Yeah, that way you don't have to animate anything.
Yeah. Well, we could rotoscope you too. We could get video footage and trace over every frame.
No, don't bother. Don't.
Yeah, okay. Sure.
Hannah, you'd save yourself a lot of trouble if you just, instead of animating every frame, just green screened all the people. Like, why don't you do that?
I don't know. I'm really stupid and I don't really know. I'm still new at animation, so things like these just don't come natural to me.
Wait, what? I thought Dave was a real person.
He's so lifelike. It's like he's really there.
Hannah, I know that you're most likely joking, but in the event that you're serious, I'm down to collab.
Oh, shit. Nice. Dude, email me. Okay. Call me. Fax me.
I will. What would your email, phone number, and fax be? We're going to cut this out of the episode, of course. Social Security number? What's that about?
757-755-7757-7669-69.
Was that your phone number, PIN number, or email?
All of them. That's all of them. The great thing about my PIN, my Social Security, and my credit card is that they're all the same.
Wow.
I really got lucky in that department, actually. Like, I won the lottery. My lottery ticket was also had those numbers, so.
Wow. That's
You didn't win, but...
I didn't win, but, you know, it was still cool.
The winning numbers was like one space off.
Yeah, yeah, one space, but I'll take what I can get.
Shoes?
Shoes?
Yes or no?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's good. Next question.
There you go, Demeter. Enjoy.
Somebody wanted me to ask that.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, that was a fan question.
A fan question. Are we going to answer more of those? Because those are...
Yeah, I have another fan question. Okay. Fans?
Sometimes I prefer AC units, though. They bring more cool air in.
Mm. Yeah.
What about DC units?
DC units? I prefer AC/DC units.
Yeah, but they tend to get thunderstruck. They're kind of dangerous. That's a reference dads will get. By the way, I think we should take some live questions.
We should take some dad questions.
Yeah. Some dad questions? Like, where is my dad?
He's at the store.
Yeah.
He went for cigarettes.
Yeah. That's they all do.
Yeah. Somebody in the chat named Commander Zonaflaw has a question. I'm going to unmute. Oh, you're unmuted. Commander, thank you for... Oh, but I have Jackie Chan on the... Oh, that's okay. Okay, you're unmuted. Hello?
Dead air!
Oh, he cut out.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Commander Zonaflaw?
Commander, come in, Commander.
Hello?
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
You're try restarting your phone or whatever.
It's too late for him.
All right, who's next in the chat?
We'll come back.
LuxBuster
we'll come back to you.
Has been wanting to ask like all episodes, so I'll toss it to them.
Hey, sorry if I have like a voice of a 7-year-old. Not my fault. But anyways, Hannah, could you tell us a little bit about the new show that you teased on Newgrounds?
Oh, yeah, sure. It's called Naughty Boys, and it's a wacky little cartoon about pirates. It's got some, like, zany animation in it, and I'm very excited to introduce it to the world. It's the next cartoon that we're going to be releasing, so look out for it really soon. Awesome. Yeah,
that's awesome. One more question. Do you watch Oni Plays?
I do watch Oni Plays. I haven't watched like every single video, but I really love Chris O'Neill, and I've been fake following fan. Those guys for. I'm sorry, I don't know all his kidding. Videos by heart. I need to just binge his Worms videos just one
he's
day.
The one those who are good ones right wears there. Like a metal band T-shirt.
What's that?
The band. You're the person who listens to, who wears like a Metallica T-shirt but doesn't listen to Metallica.
Yeah, exactly. Or I've only listened to like the popular songs.
You need to listen to all the live albums.
All right, next up is War Challenger.
Oh. Well, thank you for coming on to ask your question, Lux.
Yes, thank you. Have a great day.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi.
Hello.
So I wanted to ask this since the beginning of the episode, of all the different quote-unquote punk styles like steampunk, diesel punk, cyberpunk, etc., which one is your personal favorite?
I haven't really given much thought into that, but I think out of all of them, I think steampunk looks really cool. I want to have some steampunk influence in the world design of Hell eventually, because like in Satina, Hell hasn't really been seen yet, but I want to have like steampunk influence.
Oh, that's really cool. I imagine like a dark steampunk would be awesome looking.
Yeah, like a bunch of like steam towers and like juxtaposed with like weird Hell imagery, like stalactites and stuff.
Just what about Christian punk?
Christian punk? Never been a fan of Christian punk.
I think of all the things, Christian punk would not fit into the Satina universe.
I don't know. Maybe you'd be surprised. Maybe that's what heaven looks like. Dave is actually Jewish. I don't think he would listen to Christian punk.
Oh, really?
Punk.
Wow.
He is. Yeah. I thought people knew that. We have a very subtle nod to the fact that he's Jewish. He has a little mensch on a bench on his shelf.
That's so. I feel so represented now. Oh my gosh! Thank you for letting me know, David. His name
David.
Is David.
Yeah, like Star of David.
Yeah,
that wasn't intentional, but it worked.
It's common Jewish name.
Yeah.
Star.
Wow.
Star.
Star. Yeah.
His middle name is Star.
Mr. Star. Oh, you're Jewish. Yes.
Patrick Star is also Jewish. Little known fact.
Yes. Yes. Well, thank you for coming on, War Challenger. It looks like Commander Zonaflaw has fixed his mic. There you are.
Hello?
Hello.
Hey,
hello.
I'm sure you can hear the Jackie Chan at this point, right?
You're a little fuzzy.
Yeah, we can't really hear you, dude.
You hear me okay?
Yeah, now it's a little better.
It's fine.
Probably the Jackie Chan on the background. I had a question for you about Satina.
Sure.
So I was, and I'm sure you know who I'm talking about here, but I was really curious how, just in a percentage basis, how much of your animation is influenced directly by Dan Cameron, the Devil Incarnate?
Oh, Dan Cameron? I actually don't know who that is.
Oh.
Yikes.
I'm surprised. So Dan Cameron is literally the devil.
Okay.
It's well documented. And
I did not know about this.
Commander, you're actually...
I really appreciate your time.
Commander, maybe you would like to give a little backstory about Dan Cameron.
Joe, why don't you do that? Because you don't have Jackie Chan playing in the background.
Okay, well, thank you, Commander Zonaflaw, for coming on. So, Dan Cameron, allow me to... maybe if I'm remembering correctly. Dan Cameron, you paid the price. Riding on a horseback. Dan Cameron, you've something or other... Do 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 dee
dee dee.
That's it. So Dan Cameron is just the devil.
All right.
Another name for the devil.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Not the Satina devil. Just like within the lore of the show.
The devil. Yeah. Okay.
Just the lore of the universe. General,
like, the real one.
General devil.
The real, like, if there is a real one. Like,
General devil.
Dan Cameron. That's pretty modest of him to just have a human name.
Yeah, well, he has a blend in.
Society. Yeah.
He drives a Scion.
That's how he gets people.
You have Dan Cameron as his name throughout the years.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like 1,000 years ago, he couldn't go by Dan. Nobody was named Dan.
It's like it's Julius Caesar and his friend Dan.
Yeah, Dan. Why Cameron. Is Dan? What's Dan doing here? Why is Dan always around?
Such a strange name.
Yeah. It's like if somebody now was named like Zapooplik. Like,
right.
It's like.
Well, that's what I'm going to name my firstborn son, actually. So.
Yeah.
And it's spelled Zed.
Right.
The letter Z.
The letter Z.
Yeah.
Iplip.
That's what it is.
Why did you say Zed? You're not Canadian.
Yes.
Well, thank you for indulging us answering those questions. Did anybody else have any questions to add? It looks like
for Lars specifically, questions for Lars.
Yeah, not for me. Lars. I suck. Lars is cool.
Everyone keeps asking the guest questions, but Lars is lonely. He's lonely over there.
Lonely Lars, they call him.
Yeah, lonely Lars.
Lonely Lars.
You only have this
Lars.
One opportunity to ask Hannah questions, but Lars is always here, so you should ask him the questions
first.
Or me, I guess. People are saying, how about you, Joe? So this is actually my last episode. I'm moving on to other various projects.
Oh, wow.
If you have any questions for me, I guess you can also ask them. Or if you want to tell me how much you love me or like make me feel really awkward.
That's the statement portion of the podcast. We're here for questions.
I don't really love you. I'm more like you. I hope that's okay.
That's okay. Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you for being open and honest.
I try to say what I feel.
The fire engine's going by.
Oh, geez. I don't hear it,
actually. That means? The part of the podcast.
Oh, it's outside.
Enough questions. The fire engine came by.
I see.
Yep, that's the sign.
Wow. So thank you for sharing that with me, Hannah.
Yeah, no worries.
All right. Wait, I actually have a song. I actually have a song for this.
Oh, cool.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good.
Oh, I like that little ending note, and I like that sustained note at the end there.
That's the music theory right there.
It wasn't
over.
Yeah,
that's music theory. Oh, it's not.
Oh, sorry.
I'm sorry. No, I interrupted you.
This is the overture.
The overture. That was beautiful.
Thank you.
I want to ask you a question. What influences your songs? Like, it feels like they're all cohesive. Like they're all inspired.
It comes from angels, right?
Angels. Wow.
Oh, so my songs are existing in a harmonica universe that I've sort of created.
Yeah.
It's like a German Swiss, like a, if you've ever been on Matterhorn bobsled.
No, I can't believe I can't say that I have.
A Disney? Well, it's what you would, have you ever been to like Disney World?
I have been
twice. You know the Swiss music that plays in like the mountain?
I don't think I've been to the mountain. I try to avoid rides in theme parks that are height-based because I am acrophobic.
By the way, people in the chat are all saying goodbye to you, Joe.
Yes, I see that. Thank you. Thank you so much for your kind word. Let me read them all.
Oh, man.
Goodbye, Joe. Bye, Joe. Fuck. Bye, Joe. Bye, Joe. Bye,
yeah,
Joe.
Yeah, why would
bye
that guy Joe say waiting? Fuck to you? That's pretty rude.
Goodbye, Joe. Thank you for all the amazing podcast appearance. Bye, Joe, dude. Thank you, everybody. Sayonara, Joe. So, see you later, loser.
Sayonara, Joe.
Sayonara, bye. Bucko.
You channeled Peter Griffin there. Sayonara, Joe.
Joe's leaving.
Sayonara, Lois.
Peter.
Is that Joe Joe's from Family leaving. Guy?
Joe, please stop poisoning Jeff. I love you. See you on TikTok. So, are you on TikTok,
hey, Lars.
Hannah?
What's up?
Are you on TikTok?
I am not on TikTok. I'm not on all the apps that the kids use, unfortunately. Okay.
I started TikTok as something of a joke. Long story short, I am in the business now of creating hashtags that are just these ridiculous hashtags. So one of them is hashtag save Jeff, where I poison my brother. And then I'm like, I poisoned you. If everybody doesn't like and share, then you're going to die. And then the gullible kids will like and share.
Oh, my God. So you're manipulating children on the internet.
Not exactly.
Yes,
so
exactly.
Now it's got 3.5 million views on that hashtag now. Hashtag save Jeff.
I see.
Three and a half million views. Just
that's a lot of power to wield. Are you prepared to handle that?
I'm not doing anything with the power. I'm just letting it be. I'm just
literally just a meme on his channel.
It's out there. So that's what somebody meant when they said stop poisoning Jeff. See you on TikTok.
Thank you for the context.
So yeah, next week there's gonna be a new co-host. So that'll be fun. Man.
Thank you for inspiring me with comedy.
So I was here for the last appearance of Joe.
Yep. That's right.
Crazy.
Thank you, everybody, for the kind words. I wish you luck on your new projects. Make sure you save some cheese. Thank you. I will.
I'm glad they're giving you practical advice before you leave. Save your cheese.
Actually, I have a lot of cheese in my fridge.
Why?
Yeah, what's it doing in there?
Yeah.
He's saving it.
He's saving it.
My brother used to drive for Postmates, I mean Instacart, so I think that somebody didn't pick up their cheese, and it was a large order of cheese.
Mm.
Good luck, Joe. Thank you. Joe, invite me to your studio with your team. I don't have a studio, and I don't have a team.
You're thinking of a different Joe. Do you know who Joe is?
Never met Joe in my life.
Okay. Oh, that's me. Well, I have my name as Ash here because it's raining ash from the sky.
Ah.
So that's...
But everything's actually, on fire.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Yes, I did see.
I go by Joe or my alias, Geo.
Geo?
Yeah, J-E-O. It's it's other spelling.
Do you have a story to tell of some sort?
No. Just changed the spelling.
Just been weird. Yeah.
I don't know. People go by different names.
Yeah, I go by Dave.
Dave Pina?
Short for Dave a few.
Oh, wow.
Somebody says, Joe, will you stay in the server? Yeah, I'll be around. I'll still be here.
He'll come in and scream every once in a while on the podcast.
I'll come in and scream. Yeah, I'll say hi, but I'll be yelling
as he screams.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He has to scream.
Hello.
Someone says, Joe, do you like eggs? I do. I do like eggs. Egg spam.
When we interview the Pope, halfway through, they'll be screaming, and we won't acknowledge it, right? But it's required.
Yeah,
wait.
When we interviewed the Pope, he was screaming.
Ryan, you say we as if you're one of the hosts on this show, like you're just
specifically, I said we talked about this, that if you interview the Pope, I'm a host.
Oh, that's right. Okay, I forgot.
We're gonna fool him.
Yeah,
we're gonna fool him.
Yeah, we're both really drunk, so I forgot that conversation. Okay, that makes sense. All right,
we're always drunk. To be fair,
I am just always drunk in general. Including and especially right now, drunk on life, that is.
This is why he's leaving the podcast, so unprofessional.
Exactly. All right. By the way, Hannah, I think we're kind of getting to that time, so do you want to go ahead and plug your stuff?
Oh, sure. Yeah. Follow me on Twitter at HeyDaigle. Hey, D-A-I-G-L-E. It's my last name. Follow my company Twitter, Scumhouse. Follow my YouTube channel. That's where I'll post Satina and all my other wacky zany cartoons. It's my name, Hannah Daigle. And then, yeah, just like block me on all social media because nobody wants to see my posts.
Not me.
Certainly not.
Oh, who's that? Who's that in the server? That was very interesting.
That was Paul.
The crazy character.
And this is like a very simple question, but how do you spell Satina so people can go look it up?
Oh yeah, it's S-A-T-I-N-A. So just Tina with a say at the beginning.
Say Tina. All right,
say what you mean to say.
We had mentioned an expungement of this. Are you sure it's not Satina, the fabric?
Oh yes, I am sure it's not Satina. I'm sorry to disappoint you.
So let's expunge that thought.
Expunged.
Expungiolus.
Thanks, Harry.
Since we still have a hot minute. Mm-hmm. Does Shaggy want to say anything for a hot minute?
Oh.
Or would you prefer a cold minute?
Raggy!
Knowing Shaggy, I think you prefer a cold minute.
A cold minute.
Yeah, get him on.
Cold minute for Shaggy. Can we have a little jingle for cold minute for Shaggy? That was a good jingle.
Thank you, everybody in the chat, by the way, for the kind words. I appreciate that.
Hello. Also, I know we've just met Joe, but I'm going to miss you.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm going to miss you, too.
That's wholesome.
Why is she excited?
Shaggy. I know we just met, but I love you. I think.
This is the proposal episode.
Oh my god.
Are you blowing air of disgust, or are you kissing the mic?
He's passionately making out.
Okay.
Wait, is this better?
Is this so much better?
Is this a little better? I feel like you're right in my ear.
Get in.
It's like we're really, they're making out in front
podcast.
Of us. You can cut the tension with a knife.
No, that was, this is...
You're going to cut this, right?
No.
Cut it with a knife.
Like the sexual tension.
Like the sexual tension.
Let's move on. Let's talk about,
All right,
about
bye, Shaggy. That was your minute.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh,
I feel
no.
bad for using
he
up his
He squandered it.
He squandered the... It was a cold minute, so it had to
no,
cut
let's
short.
Use... Let's, the, Shaggy, let's have him back on. Like, I... feel bad for taking your minute away from you.
Okay, redo the jingle. Minute. Redo the jingle.
You get another minute.
What the fuck am I supposed to do? I just got pulled in like front of the spotlight here.
I'll just say hi. I don't know.
So we heard Hannah.
You should like taking a lot of credit when I'm not here to fucking smack you down.
What's that?
You sure love to take a lot of credit when I'm not around.
I knew you were around. I was taking the credit anyway.
Yeah.
They just happened to think all my lines were funny and none of yours. It's really interesting, huh? It's really weird. Yeah. It's really too strange. Oh.
So you bring him back on just to kind of shit on him?
I wrote more than four lines.
All right, thank you, Shaggy.
I'm more of the silent partner, so let's go back to muting me.
Okay. No.
Well, thanks for coming on, Shaggy.
So you'd say Damn. It's like Penn and Teller.
Somebody says, can we buy Joe some shoes for his birth for his birthday, for his goodbye gift? Yeah, if you want to buy me
birthday?
Some shoes.
Happy birthday.
If you want to buy me some
birthday.
Shoes, I think my Venmo is if you want to buy me some
Venmo.
Shoes. Yeah.
I only use Facebook gaming for money.
Oh, it is.
I only use Bitcoin.com.
Can you give me 0.000002 Bitcoin?
Yeah. Yeah.
By the way, if you're a child or a student who's listening to this, don't buy Joe's shoes. Like, save your money for actual like life. You don't have much.
Yeah, give him socks. We got a corner of the market. We'll get you dressed. We'll get you dressed one of these days.
Yeah, that's maybe true. Pay my next electric bill or something.
Do you not have socks?
I have socks, but I don't wear them.
He wears Crocs, so there's
no
need.
Wear them if you had more. So guys,
I mean,
buy him socks.
You can't wear Crocs and socks at the same time. That's kind of an unspoken rule.
Yeah, that's the croc sock no-no.
Yeah, yeah. that's an official rule.
Yeah. So.
All right. By the way, guys, we have a merch store at merch.t1podcast.com. And by the way, if you want to hear bonus episodes of the show that have people on them, like Daft Pina, for example.
Oh, that's
On one of the most recent ones. Huh. You can go to patreon.com/t1podcast and subscribe today in order to get bonus episodes, early release privileges, a funny role in the Discord, a patron-only chat, and more. Patreon.com/T1podcast is the link.
I like the and more part because I want to figure out what that is.
Exactly. Call to action. Mm-hmm. Exploit the curiosity gap.
And if you want to buy me shoes, my Venmo is
What's the stand for?
It doesn't stand for anything. It's just a random letter.
What's your favorite one?
My favorite. My second favorite letter.
What's your first
favorite one?
You.
Oh.
Aww.
That made me smile. That made my day.
Mm.
That's great.
Hannah, thanks so much for coming on. You signed us in. Can you sign us off?
Yes. You just listened to the first podcast. I will admit I have a confession. I did not make this podcast. I do not claim ownership of anything that was said or created here. None of the music was my own, so I'm very sorry for misleading you in the beginning. I'm Hannah Daigle. I just make cartoons. Go follow me on social media if you want to see more. Thank you.
Well, thank you.
The chat is very disappointed in your lies.
Coming here under false pretenses.
I just had to come clean.
Sup, bitches? Sup, bitches? Sup, bitches? Sup, bitches! Yeah!